Yeah, they're calling it a miracle victory. You've just joined us. India, third highest ever successful run chase. I think the highest in Australia too, 328. They ran him down thanks to Rishabh Pant. He was named man of the match. You'd think Paddy Cummins would be man of the series with the with all the wickets he took. He was outstanding. But as we said, the Australians look forlorn group there. I reckon there'll be a few players in that team. They won't be playing that same 11 for a while. But once again, well done to India. And we'll... In fact, we might be able to go to Gav Joshi right now. He'd be absolutely ecstatic, Indian journalist. And, well, they played in great spirit, Bloody. You love the way they go about and play
fantastic.
The shots.
Loved
and, Pant got him home. Gav, congratulations, India. We didn't see this coming. They're calling it a miracle victory, 328 on the last day. What a performance.
Oh, it is a miracle. I mean, I think it's over 100 years, India's been playing Test cricket. I think it's India's greatest Test victory, without doubt. It's just the way. I mean, they're not playing with seven of the top players, and to come out to Australia, that's who at the Gabba, where Australia hasn't lost for 33 years. Again, a day five, you have Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood, arguably, I think, one of the greatest Australian bowling lineups coming up against, and they've proved everyone wrong, whether that's me, whether that's the journalists back in India, the fans. I mean, bowled out for 36 in Adelaide. It is just an incredible performance. And, you know, given that, you know, they have had to stay in quarantine, be locked up in rooms in Brisbane, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Did you know much about Washington, Sundar, and also Thakur?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Shardul Thakur's been out on a couple of A-tours. Australia, he's a real goer, and it's just a hardship, and you can tell why they could defy all these odds, because he's Thakur, who, you know, he came from sort of 80 kilometres away from Mumbai, and, you know, his daily routine just to ensure that he got sort of, you know, picked for the state team involved, getting up at 4:30 a.m., catching a train for about 2.5 hours, playing, and then going back home at 9 p.m. So, you know, this is what chips are about. Washington Sundar, another guy who's just come up through the system. I mean, just immensely talented. He was an opening batsman and played in the under-19 World Cup team in 2016 with Rishabh Pant. So you just see this development, and a lot of that's come through because, you know, they've been rubbing shoulders with IPL in the IPL. They constantly get put under pressure in these match scenarios against the best players. And today, they can sustain that because, you know, they're just used to all this pressure. So two incredible, phenomenal, performances, especially by Thakur, Sundar, and, of course, Rishabh Pant.
Kev, I've been really fascinated with the demeanour of the new captain of India, Rahane. I mean, I know he made the ton early, not as good this time, but his just calm demeanour in the team.
Yeah,
compared to the great man, Virat Kohli. But, I mean, he must be admired. I mean, you don't win these things without leadership. At some stage or other, the leader actually stands up. You obviously know him really well. Is he that impressive off the ground as he is on?
He's incredibly quiet, I can assure you that, Malcolm. But, you know, he's from Bombay. In Bombay, people are known as Kudus, meaning they're extremely stubborn in their way, but because they have their own belief about anything without expressing it. Or you get someone like Kohli who likes to express it. You know, even a person like Ravi Shastri, who's the head coach, and Rahane is similar. You know, he's got so much belief in his own ability. And I think that rubs off. You know, and you could just see it in the presentations. The minute Rishabh Pant hit the winning runs, they all ran out. The Indian flag was handed over to Rishabh Pant and some of the youngsters like Shubman Gill and Mohammad Siraj, people who are playing there for the first time. It was almost their time to shine. They've done it, you know, and you can tell that's the inspiration and leadership. And Rahane, I think the most important thing, and I know one of the players told me this, was the coaching staff telling him that he needs to captain in his own way rather than captaining in the Virat Kohli way. And he sure has done that.
Gav Joshi for Car Sales, number one for cars. A car sells every 30 seconds. Gav, I don't think India could have won this game without the effort of Pujara, who made sure they could at least stay up for a long, long while, then give you a chance at the back end to win the game with Pant and co.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't want to look at his arm tomorrow. I think he'll be bruised from away from, amazing. You know, the shoulder blade all the way down to the wrist. And it's not only this time. Malcolm, I can tell you, last time when they won the series, and he had a very productive series, when we went down to the Sydney Hotel to actually meet him and interview him for one final time before they departed, his hand was literally like blue all the way down. So if it was like that 2 years ago, I mean, you can imagine what it's like now. We saw him coming out with a jacket on, but I don't think he minds. I think he's going to relish every one of those bruises from, you know, whether that's from Cummins, Hazelwood, because, you know, this is just, it's a win against all odds. I mean, I think India, nobody in India, you know, whether that's the experts, you know, fans would have expected this. And a lot of credit should also go to, you know, Ravi Shastri and of course the coaching staff as well and the medicos who's ensured that even, you know, some of the guys are on their last legs and some of them have just been training with the team throughout, 2 months have been able to perform in a match scenario this late in the tour.
Kev, I can't believe it. If I said before the start of the series that Pat Cummins would take 21 wickets at 20 average and lose the series reasonably convincingly, you couldn't have got money on that in any way, in any part of the world.
Absolutely. What a try is that? If I asked the Indian coach the other day, I said, is there one player that you'd love to have in this Indian team? And he said, Paddy Cummins. He said, not only he bowls, he feels he can handle the bat, and he just keeps bowling and bowling. And I can tell you, a lot of India's batting plans were based around Pat Cummins this tour. They almost wanted to ensure that when he's on, they sort of went into their shell. They didn't give him too many wickets. But despite that, you know, Paddy Cummins is able to get 21 wickets. So it shows what an incredible performer and what a bowler he is. But, you know, that's what happens. But I think, you know, if you just look at them, Hazelwood was good. You know, Cummins was good, but it's, you know, Lyon and Stark probably didn't have the best series, and I think that's what's ended up costing Australia.
No Shami, no Bumrah, no Ashwin, but I tell you what, Suraj, he looks like he's going to be around for a long, long while.
It's incredible. I mean, he was in, you know, hard lockdown in quarantine in his room where they weren't even allowed to go outside of his room when he had the unfortunate missed call. You know, a call from his, you know, family telling his father had passed away. And here it was, he couldn't even go and meet his teammates. But, you know, they constantly had him on a video call. And when he actually went to the training ground for the first time, Ravi Shastri walked up to him and he said, the Almighty will look after you. And, you know, dad will be extremely proud. And I've got a strong feeling you're going to get a 5-wicket haul and do well in the series. And how it has, you know, transpired, it's exactly what's happened. Absolutely incredible, you know, a victory led by Mohammad Siraj, only playing in his third match, but you just saw him, you know, with the ball as an absolute leader, and no wonder Bumrah embraced him at the end of the day yesterday. It's almost like, you've done it, mate.
Kev, Indians love their cricket as much as anyone in the world. How will this be celebrated back home?
I think it's got to, I mean, it's incredible. It's the greatest test victory, I think, in, you know, since I, you know, going back over nearly 100 years. It has to be. I mean, against all odds, to win over there, you're going to expect a lot of fans absolutely coming out in the streets. You probably hear firecrackers. I think a few COVID protocols and so forth will be broken over there. but I think the country, you know, relishes such victories because people, it's been a tough year like it has been for most people around the world, but especially in India. And, you know, a lot of business going broke. And so the populations and a lot of daily workers who haven't been able to get a wage. And now they have something to celebrate. And that's based on cricket. And that's just typical India. It is just incredible. And I think, you know, I'm sure there'll be photos and videos all over social media, but I can guarantee you there will be. I doubt anyone even went to work today because it would have been in the morning. They would have been glued to their television sets.
Just a quick one at the end here, mate, in our conversation. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time too. Shubman Gill, you've got an opener for the next 10 or 12 years. Just keep his name there. He is a beautiful player to watch. I love him dearly.
extremely beautiful player to watch, Malcolm. I mean, here he's a guy who, you know, was brought up on a farm, and his father used to get the people who used to work on his farm to throw him tennis balls, you know, as he was growing up, to ensure that, you know, his technique was ready for it. And he surely is ready. Ravi Shastri told him after the first test match, "You're playing, you're ready for it, young man." He certainly was. Unlucky to not make 100 here, but my word, I mean, it's just, you know, there's just so much talent that's coming through. And I think that's the biggest positive for India in this series victory.
You got a lot of talent too, Gav. We appreciate all you've done for us in the last month. And you enjoy the night tonight. And, and a hats off to India. We just thought it was one of the most remarkable results for a long, long while. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on. And it's been so much fun talking to you guys.
Gav Joshi there for Keno. From only $1 a game with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. If you just joined us, man of the series, Pat Cummins. Man of the match was Rishabh Pant, 89 not out. Outstanding. Pujara battled his heart out for a while, and as Blighty said, Shubman Gill was outstanding.